Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And the Lincoln Journal star's Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake. Sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Welcome back to hour two on a Thursday.
Dump it.
Yeah.
How we doing?
Okay. Steve How Sipple, we doing? Jake Sorensen, early break. Fun show so far. Check out the podcast at theticketfm.com. Mike Schaefer joins us here in about 2 minutes. He'll walk in the studio and we will talk all things recruiting and more with him.
Okay.
Are you doing okay over there?
Yeah. I was saying you could give me
guff. Some bleep.
About the Miami lineman who I said was 95. I was 95% sure he'd go to Nebraska, who actually went to Arizona State.
Yes.
Transfer portal guy. Mm-hmm. I just was wrong. I got bad info. God, it's been a rough show for the older gentleman over here.
Why would you say that?
Well, I mean, I was on the wrong end of an argument, it seems like, in the people's eyes, although I don't really relent on that.
Because I'm the man for the people here. Yeah. I speak for the people here.
Yeah, and yeah. We're always just going to have to just maybe dodge the Pat Fitzgerald Northwestern conversation.
I don't know why
we don't see eye to eye on that.
No.
We don't see eye to eye.
I don't think we ever will.
No. I think he's an okay coach and it's an okay program.
You know, back when the station.
We're not doing this, though.
No, but quickly. Back when the station began, I was just, you know, I was in college back then. They were doing some shows. We might have been on it back then.
Yeah.
You know, the original host. They kept saying Fitzgerald's one of the best coaches in the Big Ten. I said, no way. Mm-hmm. I was on your page. Mm-hmm. I said, no, he's not. What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. And I have grown to appreciate Newt Fitzgerald.
Well, I do think he is a very good coach. And I think that he'd be very, if I was an NFL owner, he'd be someone I'd be pretty interested in. But I don't overdo it. You know, I mean, he's fine. He's a good coach. But I don't want to overdo it. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm trying to get the guy's name.
So. Okay. Here we go. 1 second.
Nesta Jade Silvera. Yeah, so you remember on the show yesterday we brought up that name, and we talked to Parker Gabriel about it as well, and they sound like there's a good chance you would land him. But yesterday he says, not so fast. I'm going to Arizona State where it's just as warm as Miami is, basically, right?
Yeah. And that would have been a guy that you would look at and say, yeah, he's got a good chance to play right away a key role for Nebraska.
Do you remember when I had that moment of clarity last year? I'll take you back to like a year ago from basically right now. I am walking on the beach in Mexico, right? Mm-hmm. And I see there's a blizzard back home in Nebraska. Mm-hmm. And I said, why would anyone ever leave this type of weather.
Yeah.
Maybe Nesta Jade Silvera just looked at the weather. Like, he lives in Miami. He said, okay, Lincoln, Nebraska. Oh, it's 8 degrees today, It's 75 in Arizona.
We inadvertently stumbled into an interesting topic, in my opinion, because when I was watching the NFL playoffs last week, it was in watching particularly New England at Buffalo, which was played in 8 degree weather. My thought was, if I'm a Nebraska coach, I'm saying, hey, turn that game on. Look at that weather. You're going to play in that. That's what you're going to play in, especially when it gets to playoff time. You play in Green Bay. What's Green Bay like in December? Well, forget December. What's it like in January? You got to go play in that.
And then somebody else will say, well, Aaron Rodgers didn't go to school in the Midwest. He went to California. He didn't need to get prepared in college for Wisconsin.
I mean, the Cal coaches maybe were telling them, look, this is nice, but if you're going to play quarterback in the NFL, Mac Jones, you better get ready for some cold.
Yeah.
If you're going to play in New England. So I get what you're saying. Oh, I have those thoughts all the time.
I'm just walking on the beach and there's a blizzard back home. I said, this makes so much sense. Why would you ever
thought
go
about
to
it yesterday? The kids that just signed with Nebraska, I hope they they knew that there were going to be days like yesterday. otherwise, they'd be like, what am I doing here? I think, though, generally kids don't get too wound up about it, like the weather. Generally, that's. I mean, I was taking my kids to Leffler School for years, and I was amazed that on days like today, how kids would walk out of the school with shorts and a hoodie on. Shorts and a hoodie. I mean, I just don't think they get too wound up about it. Alex would get in the car, and I'd be like, hey, you need to go back. Did you forget your coat? No, I'm good. I'm good.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. So I don't think kids get too shook up about it. That's what I think. Yeah. I get where you're coming from. I've had those thoughts.
Yeah, because you live here forever. If you don't take a trip, you think, well, this is just what it is. But when you go somewhere warm, especially right now, like I did last year, and then you're like, why? Like, I'm out on the beach. On the beach. And I see there's a blizzard back home.
Yeah.
Well, we have Mike Schaefer with
Schaefer's
us
here.
From 24/7 Sports.
Schaefer's here.
What? Good morning, Schaefer.
What's Good morning.
That? What is that hat? I love it.
It is a Daytona Tortugas hat.
Of course it is.
It's cool. Another in my minor league baseball hat collection.
Sweet.
Of how many hats?
Single
in that collection?
A team of the Cincinnati Reds, I believe.
Mesh.
I think we're up to like 6 or 7. We because it's a house project.
You need 60 hats in that collection.
Look at the glorious mesh.
It just
mesh.
Started like a year ago.
Well, so. I can help you. I'll buy one for you.
Okay, I appreciate
it. I would choose what I think is a cool
A listener named Robert. I don't know if he listens to Early Break or not, but he was a big fan of the Recruiting Hour. He just sent me one randomly from the Chattanooga Lookouts. That's where he lives. So, I appreciate that, too. I'm not saying anyone has to do that.
I'll hook you up with one. Before we get going, the Mike Schaefer Hour, of course, every Thursday is sponsored by Trek CBD. Schaefer, any recent experiences with Trek CBD?
Well, of course. I mean, you have to take care of yourself. And I'm an old man now.
Schaefer? Or Sip, are you going to let him say that?
Yes.
I'm 34. I feel like I've earned it a little bit.
34 is older than you, much older.
4 years.
Well,
I feel
all of those 4 years. So I went out to Steamboat Springs for the long weekend. Went snowmobiling. Trekked around town quite a bit. I'm tired. I'm sore. I'm old. I came back and it's like my body feels like I put it through the ringer. I mean, I didn't get great sleep, but other activities occurred, whatever. So it is nice you come back and Trek CBD has a variety of products that can put you at ease. They have a variety of oils, ointments, those types of things. If you have areas that are sore, right now I have calves for some reason that just really hurt because apparently
right?
I walked too many miles. We didn't have a car on this trip, so it was basically just walking everywhere. Came back, walked Slider, trying to get used to the neighborhood. Found out that the new neighborhood has like a bazillion trails, so now we're just following them everywhere. And then we're getting pretty far from the house, and there's really no way to get back but to walk.
Is there hills?
Not really. I mean, there wasn't in Steamboat. Yes,
and yes, then that might explain the calves.
Yeah. So I've needed to use some of Trek CBD's great products. So they range anywhere from, of course, their great Delta gummies. I talked about this. The
Delta gummies.
The Delta 8 gummies. I'd stack them up against anything. But the last thing that I've used recently was it is a CBD product that you roll on to areas that are sore. Nice. I think I talked about them recently. It's like a freeze roll. And that thing is great.
Interesting. Are they easy to use?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then, of course, Scott and Shannon and everybody involved over there is super knowledgeable. You just pop in the store. You tell them what you're looking for. And like I said, they got a variety of products. So
Trek CBD.
Post-workout.
That's right.
Freeze.
Yeah. Could help you out there.
Yeah.
Two Lincoln locations. I know. 84th and Highway 2 and also.
You still doing the wall sit, Sipple? You know, when you there was a time where I would come in on a Thursday and you'd be doing a wall sit.
Yeah,
we do a lot of random stuff in this stuff.
Yeah, it gets
place.
A little bizarre.
Push-ups, planks, wall sits.
I'm not going to get into my workout. I mean, I do bizarre stuff. Bizarre.
Yeah.
But anyway.
If anybody sees someone flipping tires down Vine Street.
Just know who it is. You know who that person is. There's only one person who could be, and it's you.
All right, Schaaf, a lot to talk about. Jake, where do you want to start with him? Football, please.
Yeah.
Basketball, please.
No, we'll stay away from basketball because that's a disaster. So Nebraska lands Chuba Purdy this week. They have Casey Thompson and Purdy in the class with Logan Smothers, of course, on the roster, Heinrich Harburg, Matt Masker, Richard Torres. I guess we're a month in for Mark Whipple now. I mean, is this as good as you could have asked for him in terms of what he could do in his first month?
So I was saying this to some other people, and I've said it on my message board. There's a few thoughts that I have here. One, I don't know how everyone else felt on November 8th when the news came out officially that Scott Frost was going to be retained and that they'd be moving on from four staff members, because if you would have told me at that time they would have had two quarterbacks that had played for Power 5 schools that would join them through the transfer portal, one guy that has more experience, nearly a season's worth, or basically a season's worth, another guy who started games in the ACC, I wouldn't have necessarily believed you at that point in time, because I thought Nebraska was hurtling towards just an offseason of disaster.
Your confidence was low.
Yeah, and I have to say that, I mean, you know what it was like when Mark Whipple was announced. I was initially skeptical, and then the more I've learned about him, the more I've basically been impressed. And then the more conversations I have, the more it feels like he's really getting to put his stamp on things a little bit. And that gives me more hope for what this could be. Because I felt like Scott has needed significant help on the offensive side of the ball, because 4 years and the offense getting worse generally during that time, they needed to do something different. And so Mark Whipple coming in, you have two quarterback candidates here in Chuba Purdy and Casey Thompson that more fit what he wants to do. He has the opportunity to develop one over the long term and hope in Casey Thompson that he's able to pick it up relatively quickly. And if he doesn't,
Perfect situation. You
have the we're going forward with the idea that Casey Thompson's going to be the starter. There's at least a chance that Chuba Purdy could come in and win that job. I don't think it's very likely, but it's a possibility. You've given yourself a real competition for quarterback here this spring, and if this thing goes well, you've given yourself a really interesting competition again in 2023. You don't necessarily have to go into the portal, which is the whole point of getting this second guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I mean, I don't know. You could be the most ardent, these guys are never going to get it done, and you still have to admit this offseason has went better than you would have guessed.
Pretty much, I would say.
I agree with that.
And this is where I think you got to add
the off season.
Yeah, you got to add balance to the discussion, all the time, especially with a program that struggled. The offensive line's still a concern to me.
Sure, I'm not saying it's a finished product by any means.
No, I know you're not. The offensive line remains a concern, and let's face it, losing Ernesto. What's the guy's name?
Nesta Jade Silvera.
Arizona State. That was, you wanted that one.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
what do you know about Nesta Jade?
I don't know much other than it was expected he was going to be choosing between Nebraska and Penn State, and he ends up at Arizona State. Mm. So, I think that fans have to accept transfer portal recruiting is very different. Until a guy is actually on your campus, I wouldn't count that chicken. Ever,
even if
I know
he's on
this
your
show
campus,
is very,
until he's in class,
right? Yeah. Until this, I know this show is very fond of chickens.
Yes,
until that chicken is like learning from, UNL professor.
Right. No, you're right.
It can get out of the roost pretty quickly. So
yeah, and you do have to count your chickens.
You know,
lock the gate.
I think that it's just going to be one of those things where you're going to hear, well, Nebraska's, and here's another guy, Omar Brown, defensive back from Northern Iowa.
Watch this.
Heard before he even had his name officially in the portal, Nebraska's the team here.
Mm-hmm.
Goes into the portal. You know who's really interested in cornerbacks that were FCS All-Americans when they were freshmen that had seven interceptions? Everybody. So the best laid plans are still plans.
Omar Brown could play safety, too, and they need a safety.
Very talented defensive back. I still feel like Nebraska's got a great shot here, but I think the family was overwhelmed by the response of who was interested when they officially went into the portal.
Everybody's interested.
The whole world. Bama's gonna
seven interceptions tend to get people in attention.
As a freshman.
Yeah. As a freshman. Yeah. So, and then, you know, teams in the FCS are no longer throwing his way, so he needs another challenge.
Omar Brown is a name to watch, Northern Iowa.
Which would be, like, I think the 37th defensive back they've added to the class here, or to the roster. Is that about
They've had to add because I looked at it yesterday. They've had to add because if you go back to 2018, they've lost, I'm going to say, nine defensive backs.
We could get pretty close to counting it out because I don't think they've ever really been able to replace. You had the Jaden Francois, the Henry Gray, the Ronald Delancey, the Dab Joseph.
Four.
Malik Williams.
Did you say Henry Gray? Yeah.
Malik Williams, five.
Yep.
Now go back to 18. You lost a couple, too. Yeah, lost Nadab Joseph.
He said that.
Yep.
He did. Okay, he go back to 18. They lost a couple. I'll get it in that class.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
They didn't lose anybody in 19.
Okay,
so they lost a couple in 18.
Well, Cam Taylor-Britt was in that class. Braxton Clark was in that class. CJ Smith was out. Cameron Smith is out.
Yes.
So that's two more. So that's seven.
Yes.
So we're missing one person. One or two? Did you say
two.
Eight or nine?
Two. We're missing two.
Deontay Williams graduated.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not counting those.
Right.
He
wasn't part of that class.
True, you're right. Yep.
Anyway, they've lost a bunch of guys, so they needed – that's why there is an influx of guys coming in at that position.
I mean, Javon Wright moves down to linebacker. Mm-hmm. Like, you just have had sort of a revolving door. And really, you've been kind of fortunate because Cam Taylor-Britt, Deontay Williams kind of came in and held spots for a while. Quentin Newsom came in, took a spot. I mean, so you haven't necessarily needed that depth as much, but it'd be nice to have it. And you have to build it back at some point.
That's
and you need to
on.
Vary it mm-hmm. through classes. So you want a Deshaun Singleton who's a different grade than, Javier Morton, if you will, and so mm-hmm. on and so forth.
Yeah.
Regarding the defensive line, I mean, for Nebraska next year, you lose quite a bit of depth there, a lot in starters as well. What's your level of concern right now in terms of that group, especially with
you lost Tony Tuioti. My level of concern is medium. I don't want to say it's high, but it's not nothing. So I sort of look at it where you're going to have to get breakthrough seasons from some guys. Like you're going to need Mosai Newsome to be a guy for you, to give you something. You're going to need Casey Rogers to go from solid to very important rotational piece. You're going to need Ty Robinson to continue his upward ascension. You're going to need Nash Huttmacher to break out. I mean, and then you're going to need more help from your defensive ends and your outside linebackers.
Yeah.
So it's not the prettiest portrait in the world, but it's also not threadbare either. So they just need some of these guys to perform. I mean, if you can get a Roquan Buckley, if he can be a player for you in his second season, that's going to make things a little bit easier. I mean, I'm skeptical that Jalen Weaver is going to give him much this year. Jordan Riley remains a pretty big question mark for me.
Yeah.
But I don't see, you know, whether it's a transfer portal or junior college, I don't know that there's a defensive lineman that's just going to come save Nebraska this spring. So they're going to look to add, I'm sure, after the spring football, you know, when there's going to be another 1,000 kids that enter the portal at that point in time.
You got to fortify, though. I'm with you. It's not threadbare, but they got
to
fortify.
Right. Yeah, but they have to find people that can help them.
Yeah, like sure.
That's the part of the conversation that's easy to forget is, well, yeah, it's not like you're just going into Hy-Vee and they have everything in stock when you go into the portal. You've got to be able to
right there.
Yeah, it's not that simple.
No,
you have to be able to line up people who are actually going to help you.
Right.
And guess what? Lots of people want those guys.
Right. Oh, by the way, that 2018 class, Cameron Jones and C.J. Smith were the ones gone. In addition to a kid from Washington, D.C., whose name's escaping me, I think he was here for 2 days.
Washington.
Oh, Schaaf, I was praying that you'd get that. He was a big corner, big rangy corner. So 3 from 218 is the point. No longer with us. They're on the earth, but they're not
the program.
Right,
yeah.
They're not in the program. So 218, 3 are gone. 219, everybody's stuck. 220, big losses. Why we're looking for defensive backs.
I cannot think of
backs.
This DC.
I'll get it. Hold on. Go on to another discussion.
You're both typing right now. I'll handle
I'm trying to find this right now. The defensive back from Washington, D.C. Okay, let's see. We've got
2018, Jake.
I know. I'm there.
The last player from the D.C. area that I can even think of is DeMorne Pearson-Hill.
Or Will Jackson.
Oh, Will Jackson.
Oh, I didn't think about Will Jackson.
Will Jackson.
He was here for a second.
Yep.
And he was a good-looking player. I mean, that's the
slow
way
blinker.
That's the way you want your corners to look, though. That's,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
No, that's what I remember about Will Jackson, slow blinker. That's what we heard.
So Nebraska fans always want to hear. Okay, you mentioned the guy from the FCS, the cornerback that everyone wants. Is there anybody else? I mean, how many more guys you expect to be added?
Well, they
to
can take up to 32. I have lost count as to where they're at. Sipple is surprised by the number of 32, so I'll explain that.
No, I can't remember where they're at.
There's an NCAA regulation that was passed that you can take 7 more, so they could take 25.
Yeah, add 7.
So they can take up to 32. Now, there is a question as to whether they could back count one of their early enrollees to the 2021 class, because then that would fill that up, so then maybe they could take 33.
I wouldn't get in. Yeah.
If we wanted to really, like, figure that out, but it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 32 is
right.
The hard amount.
And I'm going to tell
you,
the
real number that matters is 85.
Yeah, and
because
that's,
you have to figure that out, and then you get things like Will Honus is now in the transfer portal. Like, I don't know if that was his decision. I don't know if that was Nebraska coming to him like, hey, we'll keep you, but we've got these other guys that are just in front of you, and they're going to play. You're probably going to be
Henrich and Reimer.
You know, mm-hmm.
Henrich and Reimer.
A coach emeritus, if you will, players. So, and maybe that's why Will Honus moved on. But there's, you know, for them to be able to add the full 32, there's still got to be some movement on the 85.
Okay, so the 85 is interesting in a couple ways, because right now they're way over 85. They're in the 90s, I believe.
Are they in the 90s?
Yeah, and now, see, then it gets creative, too. Now, you can really perform some creative math. for instance.
Scholarship math is a 400 level class.
It is.
From what I understand.
I mean, there's a couple guys in the class that you would, that won't be on scholarship immediately. I'm not going to get into names. They'll wait. They'll wait a semester. Like, I guess you used to call them gray shirts, I guess. I don't know. But they're not going to be on scholarship right away. They won't. Nebraska's not going to say that publicly, but that's the way it is.
In the 2022 class?
Yeah. They'll wait and put them on scholarship after a semester. That's part of the creative math. There's a lot of ways you can do creative math in this world, in this new world, though. Like, NIL affects it. I mean, you could tell a kid, hey, you're not going to be on scholarship, but we'll get you. We can get you this, this, and this. So we'll just work with us, you know. So, yeah, it's that NIL has made it interesting.
Yeah. Well, there's no doubt about that. So,
you can be really creative with that 85 now is what is the point. It's not as hard and fast as it used to be.
Right. And so you have to just look where that cap number is, and 32 additions is basically what it comes down to.
You're going to be losing guys after the spring, too. Mm-hmm. There'll be guys that move on.
Yeah.
There'll be guys that be pushed, out.
They're not going to have that hard of a battle to get back to that 85 number.
I don't think so.
Because guys are going to go look for opportunities somewhere. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be people that get terrible advice. That happens every year. And so we'll see how that plays out.
Sure. What are your thoughts on the new running back, the JUCO, Anthony Grant, coming to Nebraska?
Yeah, you know, when I sat down here last week, that name had just popped up. He hadn't visited yet. And I was pretty intrigued by it because, one, you have the junior college rusher, leading rusher of the year, in Anthony Grant. And then from the Florida State people I talked with, he was a talented guy that I think people at Florida State really thought could be a pretty good player, but, you know, things just didn't work out there. So he had to end up at New Mexico Military Institute and obviously worked really well there. And it's another name added to the fire. And AJ Allen's expected to visit this weekend. I mean, Nebraska's just loading up running back. I mean, I don't know the status of DeAndre Jackson. That one's going to take a little bit to kind of figure that out. But they're just adding, loading, putting running backs in and seeing what they can get there.
AJ Allen's coming from?
He is coming from Texas.
Texas.
Well, no, he's coming from Louisiana. He was going to TCU. Very close with Brian Applewhite, Nebraska's new running backs coach, who is at TCU.
Okay.
And now he's going to take this visit.
Okay.
He didn't sign in December, and so he could be someone that could be a February signee that's a high school player for Nebraska. I was told before
AJ Allen.
Yeah, before the period even started, they're really only looking at three high school players: Kylan Griffin, who just visited this past weekend, AJ Allen, and Trevante Citizen, the running back out of Lake Charles Prep. So a lot of their additions, basically junior college, and I think they got those guys with Javier Martin and Anthony Grant, and then the rest of it is transfer portal.
Citizen, Trevante Citizen?
Yeah.
Rate their Nebraska's chances of landing.
AJ Allen's significantly higher than Trevante Citizen.
But he's here, though. He's coming.
Trevante Citizen?
Yeah, he's coming.
Is that this weekend?
He
talked about taking an unofficial visit to Nebraska, but I don't fully understand why that's going to happen. Like, it just doesn't. I think he's going to take an official visit to Michigan State. I don't know if that happened last weekend. Maybe now this sets up for the unofficial to Nebraska, but Nebraska's like, he has eight teams he's looking at. They're probably sixth or seventh right now. I mean, based on his own wording of how he's talking about these guys. So I'm a little skeptical that one ever happens. But if it does, it's because of the work of Bill Bush and Mickey Joseph. And then, obviously, they want to get him around Brian Applewhite as well.
One more. There's a big-time quarterback recruit in Mays, Kansas, Avery Johnson.
Yep.
Right outside Wichita.
Yeah, they just offered him one on Friday.
Yeah.
I haven't had a chance to talk with him. But
okay,
yeah,
that's fine.
I mean, so one of the things that Chuba Purdy does for you is it also lessens the effect of having to go get a big-time 2023 quarterback, because in essence, you're setting yourself up that you have this multiple-year eligibility quarterback that you're developing. So you get the best of both worlds. You can go chase an Avery Johnson and sell him on the idea of, look, it's going to be wide open after Casey Thompson this year, and look at what Kenny Pickett did.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also already have Bird in the hand in Chuba Purdy, who's on campus learning. And, of course, there's Logan Smothers and Heinrich Harburg and Richard Torres as well.
It was curious, the Avery Johnson recruitment cropped up quickly because Nebraska showed no interest in him before – before recently.
Well, Nebraska's 2023 quarterback recruiting was pretty locked in on Reese Mooney potentially being the guy. And so once Mario Verduzco was no longer or his status was in question, the Mooney family moved on. He ended up at Vanderbilt because they wanted to make a fairly early commitment. And so then, you know, there's a few other quarterbacks. J.J. Cole, who's coming in for a junior day over in Iowa.
Right.
He fits a little bit more this system than Nebraska's previous. This is really what's hard. So I say this system. It's, we don't even know what it is.
Right.
So I got to be careful there.
Yeah.
But J.J. Cole is another name to kind of keep an eye on. And then, you know, Mark Whipple made some interesting offers around the country at Pitt. And I kind of cross-referenced some of those with offers that LSU made to kind of look for the type of quarterbacks that Mickey Joseph would have interest in as well. And there's still some guys out there, particularly on the East Coast, that, you know, if it's not regional like an Avery Johnson or a J.J. Cole, there could be some other guys they look at. I don't think they absolutely have to take a 2023 quarterback, but I think they will.
I do too. And from what I've heard, now this is Sipple going into the recruiting world, which is always a little scary. I would keep close watch on Avery Johnson.
Oh.
That is the kind of guy that you probably need. I mean, Oregon's all over him. Tennessee's all over him. Nebraska's late to the party. But I know Nebraska's very, very intent on that one.
Well, then Dylan Edwards, also a Kansas offer that was made.
Mm-hmm.
Running back. I know he was pretty close with Ryan Held. I know Nebraska had been recruiting him. He'd been up here before, but that's another name right here regionally where they're going to have to do some real damage inside this area. And I think changing over sort of the staff as they have, I think Bill Bush will do pretty well here, you know, inside the 500-mile radius.
Yeah, I mean, think about recruiting a kid in Mays, Kansas. We can go to break here. Start the music.
Start the music.
You, get started. You got Mays, Kansas, Wichita, Jake. You've been down. It's such an easy trip up here.
It is.
Such an easy sell.
It's very simple.
Just rip up what interstate are we what highway are we talking about there?
It's 81.
Yeah, 81. Just rip up 81. It's a great drive. You getting through Salina? Yeah, probably getting through. Yeah, you're going through.
That's when you get on the interstate there in Kansas.
Yeah,
you're
getting through McPherson and Salina.
Just one
Salina.
It's a pretty boring drive.
I love it. I love that drive.
Sip likes the boring
drive. Tracks.
Stop in York at that nice
Huddle House.
The truck stop there
Loves.
Right on it. Yeah, love. Thank you, Shafe. It's gorgeous. Loves.
We'll have more next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.